From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Lydia Burt. Missouri Governor Eric Greitens has been accused of taking a nude photo without the consent of the woman with whom he was having an affair, but prosecutors acknowledged yesterday that they do not have the picture in question. KCUR's Brian Ellison has more.
According to media reports, the hearing in St. Louis included an exchange between attorneys. Greitens' legal team announced that prosecutors had informed them the picture doesn't exist. But the assistant circuit attorney said that isn't true. He said the office believes the picture does exist, they just don't currently have it. He also said, quote, "We plan to get that picture." The Republican governor has been charged with felony invasion of privacy in the 2015 incident. The judge set a trial date of May 14th. Greitens has admitted having the affair but denies any criminal wrongdoing. Meanwhile, a House committee is investigating and could bring articles of impeachment. I'm Brian Ellison.
The University of Missouri's chancellor has announced a plan to double the university's funding for research. MU Chancellor Alexander Cartwright announced his plan Tuesday, which seeks to double research funding from $200 million to $400 million in annual expenditures. The plan's goal would be to decrease the funding gaps between the university and other public schools and the Association of American Universities. Cartwright's plan also includes attracting up to 5 national research centers over 5 years. He predicts each national research center would provide about $20 million to $25 million in funding over 4 to 5 years. The chancellor says the university is also committed to doubling funding for clinical medical trials to provide local residents with access to new technologies and treatments. A Missouri Senate committee is weighing on a bill that would require public employee labor unions to get permission every year before they can deduct dues and fees from workers' paychecks. It would also require employee permission for unions to spend those dues on supporting political candidates. Ryan Johnson, a lobbyist for the pro-business group Missouri Century Foundation, testified in favor of the bill.
Paycheck protection puts the power back in the hands of our state's public workers. These employees, not the union executives, should decide if they want to contribute a portion of their wages to the union's political activity.
Opponents testified that public employees freely choose to join a union and understand that paying dues comes with the territory. Current law already requires public unions to get permission, but only when a new employee begins work. No action was taken on the bill yesterday, but it passed the Missouri House earlier this month. Missouri senators are considering changing how the lieutenant governor's replacement is chosen, amid calls for Republican Governor Eric Greitens to leave office, which would put Lieutenant Governor Mike Parson in charge. Senators yesterday debated a proposal to require the governor to call a special election to fill a vacancy in the lieutenant governor's office. No vote was taken. The debate came after Greitens last week was indicted by a St. Louis grand jury on one felony count of invasion of privacy related to his 2015 extramarital affair. The House also has formed a committee to investigate. Republican Senator Bob Dixon says the governor now can't appoint a replacement or call a special election to fill the lieutenant governor's seat if it becomes vacant. So if Parson leaves office to become governor, the lieutenant governor's seat would remain empty for the remainder of the term. I'm Lydia Burt, KBIA News, Columbia.